the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter. Educator Lori Fisher joins host Dana Rodriguez, along with music critic from the San Francisco Chronicle, Josh Cosman, this week.
Gotta be this or that.
Now, here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Don't get into the habit of that, please. Yes, this is Minds Over Matter. We hope you can spare us an hour of your time tonight because we are an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we're welcoming your participation out there. All we want you to do is give us a listen and hopefully call with a question or answer. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. That is 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. Turn off the music, and we'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, and everything else. Yeah, well, we don't need it. It's not like King Kong where I have to have a background playing all through
the Jaws
movie.
Music for you.
And just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER 1. That's mindsovermatter 1. That's the numeral 1, mindsovermatter 1 at gmail.com. And if you'd like to hear our show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. That is kalw.org. And if you'd like a podcast of the show, it should be available reasonably soon after our show tonight, also at kalw.org and iTunes, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. I think I've told you enough about the show. We're going to do a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And let's start with the one in front of me. Lori Fisher was once again surprised that he was not invited to participate in the NBA's All-Star Slam Dunk or Three-Point Shot Competition. They don't have a seniors tournament, I guess, huh?
His
two-handed set shot is as good as it ever was. I have no idea how it ever was, so I can't judge. As usual, he prefers to be on the radio during important events like this. Thank you very much.
I do. And Joshua Cosman is planning to take off work tomorrow and then follow up by taking off every Monday thereafter. Call it setting a precedence day. Beautiful.
And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, wishes to point out that the feel-good story in a bad week, a poacher at a wildlife park in South Africa was eaten by lions.
Yes.
So lions won, poacher zero.
Yes. All right. I think that's a...
And who doesn't feel good about that?
I think that's a score for the Lions. And we will begin with Lori Fisher.
Thank you. Well, I like being on with Josh because Dana allows questions about music written after 1953 or
no,
so.
No, Dana prefers music questions about music written before 1953.
I know, but with Josh on, we have a little allowance.
Right.
So this is the end part of a question I asked about Beatles song titles. These are I asked one-word titles, so these are the Beatles songs that are one word and have two syllables.
Oh, I guess you're never going to be on with Josh again, then.
How many?
There's eight of them.
Chill, Dana. This is a good question. This All is right. the
Thank
platonic
you.
Ideal of a
Thank
good
you.
Question.
Thank you.
Eight.
So I've looked. There's eight
titles,
that have one word and it is a word of two syllables.
Wow.
And I, last time I asked, and we counted Julia as a three syllable. So I'm not
and
counting.
I was going to say okay, so Julia was the first thing I thought of, and I went no. So
you go over the question once.
Yeah, there are eight Beatles songs that have one word that is two syllables long. What are they? I'll give you two each.
You mean as the title?
As the title.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, and also just as a caveat, these are songs they wrote, not just recorded. So, like when I asked it before, the song
Anna doesn't count.
It does not.
Okay.
Very good.
So, come on. We can do this. It's not hard, except I can't think of any. Taxman.
That's one. Very nice.
And all right, I'm going to think about this.
Okay. So we're looking for eight Beatles songs that they wrote that have one word but two syllables, and Josh got Taxman.
All right, Josh, you go next.
Oh, all right. This is a second half of a two-parter that I started last time I was on. You weren't here. But some Oscar-winning actors or actresses have last names that are simple, uncapitalized dictionary entries. So, for example, Tom Cruise or Christian Bale. Cruise and Bale or Naomi Watts is another example. Watts is an uncapitalized entry in the dictionary. Last time I was on, we looked at all the Best Actress Oscar winners who had those names. Now I have the list of the Best Actors. There are 18 of them.
Oh.
Frederick March.
Frederick March is one. That didn't take long.
How about Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks is another. Well done.
All right. Paul Muni.
Exactly. Nicely done. Very good. That's very good.
That's good. How about Humphrey Bogart?
Yes. That's all.
That's slang, kind of, isn't it?
It
counts?
It's in the dictionary. I mean, what counts against it is the fact that it's named
Bogart
after him.
Don't Bogart that joint, my
Our
friend.
Our audience has been Bogarting joints for a long
time. Muni and Bogart
time.
Are my two, you know, right. the two those out there
really
ones,
good.
And you guys got those right away, but there's some more.
There's 14 more, huh?
Yeah.
All right. And I guess Fonda, like I'm Fonda.
Fonda
geez.
Is not
okay.
No.
James Stewart?
It's a stretch. No.
Oh, Grant for Cary Grant.
Cary Grant, exactly.
No, he never won Best Actor.
He didn't win, you're right.
He didn't
win. He would be on the
he
list.
He would be. He's on the next won. List, right. That's right.
All right.
And just Best Actor.
Go over so we're just so we're looking for the best actor winners whose last name is a common uncapitalized dictionary entry. There are 18 of them. We've got Frederick March, Paul Muni, like a Muni bond, Humphrey Bogart, as in don't Bogart that joint, and Tom Hanks. But there are 14 more, and these guys will be thinking of them at random intervals in the show. And
did Ryan Gosling win one?
No.
Okay.
He would definitely be on the list if he had.
Well.
Yes.
How about Colin Firth?
Yeah.
Oh, the Firth of Forth.
Yeah, Firth is a body of water.
Yeah.
That's exactly
King's Speech, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now there's only five. There's only 13 left.
All right. Uh-oh. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good.
Let's do something different today about different government wicked actions, especially with the current one. Okay, so if you have the answer, okay, if you don't, leave it to the audience. The first one, I like to call it Operation Delirium. Operation Delirium. Do you know what was this about? Delirium.
That's a name of a real operation, huh? Operation Delirium?
No, it's okay. Actually U.S. government something very, very wicked. Okay, let's go to the next one. The next one is called Operation Barbarossa.
Well, that's the Hitler's invasion of Russia.
Very good, very good. In this subject, what about Operation Paperclip?
I don't know.
It's related, actually. It's about this. Related to Germans and Americans.
No.
Nope.
Okay, I'll give you the answer. It is actually when they pretty much allowed all of the German scientists, including von Braun,
right.
to come to the country. Oh. And that actually will start the whole U.S. spaceship. I love science, and I really, from now on, I will try to concentrate more on politics and science. Okay, two more, and that's it. Operation Susanna, Oh Susanna. We come from Oh Susanna. What is it?
Don't know that one.
Susanna. I'll leave that to the audience.
Okay.
Related to it, something called Operation Cyanide, C-Y-N-I-D, the gas.
Huh.
These are really famous thing, and you know, we would never have Trump in office if people were aware what goes on, especially Operation Delirium. It was awful. I'll give you the answer.
Okay.
It actually was the U.S. military experiment was poisonous gas and LSD and all things, not only with GIs and people in the military, but with us in San Francisco, where they sprayed gases all over us and studied the effect of it. Were you aware of that? That was done from 1948 to 1976 when it was banned.
Wow.
Were you aware of that at all?
No.
Airplanes were spraying us with all kind of things, germs, psychedelic chemicals, all kind of things. Anyway, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I'm glad I contributed that to that. Thank you. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let me give you a couple questions here. What was the first film with an all non-white cast to win the Best Picture Academy Award?
To win the Best Picture?
Best Picture Academy Award, yeah.
Wouldn't that be Moonlight?
It is not Moonlight. That's not an all. I don't think that's... Anyway, it's not the
it's
first.
It's not.
And this
not
would have been before that.
Would have been before that.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I can't think of any. Isn't that embarrassing?
What was the first film with an all non-white cast to win the Best Picture Academy Award?
Yeah. How? Oh, The Last Emperor.
No. That had Peter O'Toole in that.
Peter O'Toole?
Yeah, yeah, a big part. He was the tutor of the Emperor.
You can tell I've never seen the movie.
All right.
I'm just looking for something that's, you know, not set in white people's
land. Did that win Best Picture, Last Emperor?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, think it over.
All right.
Think it over.
Did Crouching Tiger win Best Picture?
No, it did not. Yeah. What was the first film with an all non-white cast to win the Best Picture Academy Award? Second question. There are 12 European countries whose name of the country and the name of the capital both end in the same letter.
Both end in the
same? In the same letter. So there are 12 European countries in which the name of the country and the name of the capital city both end in the same letter. I'll give you each two guesses.
Sao Tome and Principe.
That's not a European country.
Oh, European. Oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't hear that part. Okay.
All right. There are 12, once more. There are just for Josh's benefit. There are 12 European countries with the name of the country and the name of the capital city both end in the same letter.
All right. Well, Tirana, Albania.
That is one.
And Ljubljana, Slovenia.
Very good. There you go. There's two.
Very nice.
All right. Tirana, Albania, and Ljubljana.
I assume all 12 of them are A's.
That is not true.
Okay.
No.
I mean, I went for the A's first because they seem like the low-hanging fruit.
Alphabetically. Yeah. How many of them are A words?
There are more A's than anything else.
Oh, is Vienna the capital of Austria?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Give me that one. The A helped on that.
You shouldn't ask that in the form of a question. It should be more of a declarative.
Then if I was wrong, I wouldn't have counted it as one of my guesses.
Yes. I'll give you one more guess.
Let me think.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you counting in this list the countries that have the city, the capital is the same as?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because there's three of them right there.
There's three of them there.
So,
be
what 12 European countries, the last name of the country and the last name of the capital city are the same letter? Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Oh, great. Hi. Is Gregory Peck one of the answers?
Yes. Well done.
Oh, good.
Well, you have more.
I got Bell. Michael J. Fox?
He never actually won a Best Picture, Best Actor Oscar.
Oh, no. This is for the names with the...
Right. But we're doing it only with Best Actor Oscar.
Oh,
Best
okay.
Actor
so
wins.
Gregory Peck, yeah.
Gregory Peck for sure.
All right. Good. I have a question for you.
Yes.
I can put it well. Elvis Presley had a hit record, very famous, and it was the same melody as a well-known Italian song that we all know. Do you know the name of the song I'm talking about?
Yes.
What is it?
It's Love Me Tender.
No, it's the same melody as the Italian song.
Yeah. I think Josh is...
Isn't it...
She wants the Italian song name.
Oh, the Italians?
I think. That's what you want? The Italian song?
If you want,
song?
I'll give you the Italian song name. But
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm conflating two. No, you're right. I beg your pardon. The Italian song is O Sole Mio,
yes.
And it's the same melody as It's Now or Never.
That's right.
I'm sorry. There's another Elvis Presley song that has
Love
the same
melody.
Love Me Tender has the same melody as an old Civil War song called Aura Lee.
Oh, that's true.
And those were sort of, the wires were crossing in my brain.
Not Jailhouse Rock.
Was, but that was very good.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, great. Can I do a quick Beatles 1-2?
Yes.
Okay, here's three Beatles songs that were originally done by three American artists. I'm going to give you the names Twist and Shout, Roll Over Beethoven, and Long Tall Sally.
So you want who initially wrote them?
Yes. Who sang them?
Well,
yes,
Roll Over Beethoven was the great Chuck Berry.
Yes.
And Long Tall Sally was Richard Penniman, or Little Richard.
Yes.
Oh, you take the ones I know and yes. leave me the other ones? Thanks.
I'm
thanks
leaving
for
you
nothing,
the,
dude.
The high-hanging fruit.
The first one you said was, I'm sorry.
Twist and Shout.
Twist and Shout. Who did Twist and Shout? Now, come on.
That's the one I want you to get.
Was it Jerry Lee Lewis?
Mm-mm.
No.
Isley Brothers?
Yes, the Isley Brothers.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow,
well,
this is just terrific. I love the show, and I love the music questions. I don't know any of your Beatles ones from tonight.
Well, that's okay. They'll come back.
Can I do one more?
Call back next week. That way you can spread them out.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Thank you.
And Lori, it's your turn.
All right. I'll just say this. No background. In the last 50 years, only 4 Broadway cast albums have made the Billboard Top 10. What are they?
In the last 50
years. It used to be kind of common that South Pacific and stuff would, but this is sort of goes back to 68, it would be.
Okay. That's, so...
So 4 Broadway cast albums, the original cast albums, have made the... Billboard Top 10 of the regular songs.
How about Hair?
That's one of them. Okay. That's the oldest.
That's why I wanted to know exactly what
yeah,
the year was.
That's it.
All right.
That's the family elder of by far of these.
Yes.
Is there one within the last couple of years?
Yes.
Maybe American Idiot?
No.
Oh, good guess. But that's...
Yeah, it didn't.
Was there a second album? I mean, an album of the...
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
so
yeah.
American Idiot isn't,
what about,
isn't in the mix.
Well, can I take another guess?
Have one more.
All right. What about... Well, now I forgot what I was going to say. How about Rent?
No. Okay, didn't make it. Guess. It's a really good guess.
So
we get in the top
Hair
10.
Is the oldest.
Hair is the oldest.
So you couldn't use West Side Story, obviously.
Could not. And something like, yeah, those ones like Oklahoma.
Oh, how about Les Mis?
No. Yeah. Not the original Broadway cast.
What about Spring Awakening?
No. Another good guess and a great score.
Okay.
So we have Hair. We're looking for 3 more.
All right. Just read the question.
The question is, in the last 50 years, only 4 original Broadway cast albums have made the top Billboard Top 10. Josh knocked Hair out from 1968. That's the older, and the other 3 are obviously more recent than that since the last 50 years.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Hi, I'm Bharat, calling in from Sunnyvale. How are you?
Welcome. Thank you. Good.
Hi. So I actually had a couple of questions. Before that, I just wanted to take a quick crack at the Europe thing.
Yes.
I think I actually worked out some of it that while you were asking. Malta and Valletta is one.
That is one. Very good.
Bulgaria and Sofia.
Very good.
And this one, I think Monaco and Monte Carlo.
Correct.
Monaco is the
really.
Capital of Monaco.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I'm not sure about these 2. Liechtenstein and Luxembourg, they're so tiny, they might just have a capital.
Well, Liechtenstein is Vaduz, so that doesn't work, but Luxembourg does work.
Okay, those are the ones I had.
All right,
what's the capital of Luxembourg?
Luxembourg. Oh. It's actually called Luxembourg City, but it's Luxembourg, I mean, either way.
Okay. So. Okay, I had a couple of questions, and so I'll ask you the first one. It should be fairly easy. Who's the first African woman to win a Best Actress Oscar?
It's Charlize Theron.
That is right.
Oh.
In fact,
well, that's
as I've heard that, you're supposed to ask it, who's the first African-American? Because she was born in Africa, and she's now American.
Yeah. Right, good job.
Yeah. Correct.
Clever.
Yep. Most people go for Hattie McDaniel as their first reaction.
Right.
It's wrong on 2 counts because she didn't win Best Actress. So.
Right.
Okay, here's one. Which is the only letter that's not present in the name of any U.S. state?
Ooh.
Q.
Q. No.
Right.
Yeah, Q.
Q is correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
And before I get to my last question, I just had a request. So we part of a quiz club, and we had a quiz that we organized. We thought your viewers, your listeners might be interested.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Perhaps. Sure. Thank you. So we have a quiz for charity on March 3rd. So we're part of the Bay Area Quiz Club, and the quizzes are for a charity called VIBA. So it's on Saturday, March 3rd, both for kids. So one for elementary school kids and one for middle school kids. So, and I conduct both of them. We've been doing it for 6 years now. So it's March 3rd in Santa Clara, and all proceeds go to charity. And the way to find us is you can Google Vibha and Quiz. So that's Victor India Bravo Hotel Alpha. So Vibha and Quiz. And it's on March 3rd in Santa Clara.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. And here's my last question.
All right.
It should be. Okay. Which NBA teams have a name that does not end with an S?
The Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
That their team named. How many,
are there?
Yeah.
There are four.
Four. The Magic.
That is right.
Are the Wild, is that, do they play basketball or is that soccer?
No, they play hockey.
All right. They're all interchangeable to me. So we've got the Jazz and the Wild and the Magic.
The Magic. There's one more from the same state, if that helps.
As the same state as Magic or
Heat, the Miami,
yeah, Miami Heat.
Oh,
there you go.
That is right.
That was a good
and the last one is the newest of the four. Like it's, these three have been around for a while, but the last team is the newest of the four.
Don't know.
Thunder.
Right.
That is correct.
Oklahoma City Thunder.
Nice.
That is correct.
All in that All-Star game that I'm not participating in.
That's
right.
Right.
Now. Yeah.
Well, thank you. And hopefully, okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
So before we go on, because he got Monaco, and Luxembourg, I'm going to jump in with Vatican City.
Okay. Vatican City. Very good.
It's like New York.
And
just bugging me.
Just to remind you, you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight, semi-retired teacher, Lori Fisher, Diablo Valley College, classical music critic for the San Francisco Chronicle, and I think word by word, probably the person who gets the most in print in the San Francisco Chronicle.
No.
And I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. I don't know. Saturday, it was just, it was all you.
It's feast or famine.
I had to keep turning those pages to get the Luann, to read the Luann in the comics. Let's see. Oh, just to remind you of the numbers here, area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer, or toll-free 866-798-8255. And Josh, it is your turn.
All right. I was going to leave this for later or maybe even another week, but since Lori has gone with Broadway musicals, I'll give you my Broadway musical question. What are the Tony-winning Broadway musicals in which the title character is a real-life historical figure? I'm not counting on this list Jerome Robbins Broadway, and I'm not counting Fosse. I'm talking about the characters, the title characters.
When you say historical figure, you mean
someone who actually lived and breathed.
Oh, that's all you mean.
That's a real person.
So Hamilton's one.
So Hamilton is one.
Right.
How many are there?
There are five or six. One of them is a little, depending how you interpret the question. This is ever in the history
ever
of the
in
world.
In the history of Broadway.
In the history of the whole world.
Fiorello.
Fiorello is one. Good.
For those who don't know, the former mayor
of Fiorello LaGuardia.
Are these all musicals?
Yes, these are the Tony-winning musicals.
Musicals, okay.
These are the shows that won Tonys for Best Musical.
Well, Gypsy, of course.
I do not have Gypsy on my list. Oh. Did it not win?
I think it did win the Tony for Best Musical.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give you a provisional bell until I get to them.
No, I give myself a provisional bell.
Thank you very much. Gypsy won the Oscar, won the Tony for Best Musical.
I think so, but I'll have to. I'm not 100% sure.
It may be true. I may have missed that. All right. In as I was going through the list.
So Sweet Charity was not a real person, I presume.
Not that I could tell.
She might not have won.
All right.
Okay.
So read the question once more,
if you will.
We're looking for the Tony-winning musicals, the musicals that won Tonys for Best Musical, in which the title character was a real-life historical figure. Hamilton and Fiorello, and maybe Gypsy, if Jane is right, that it won, in which case I shall be ashamed.
How about Annie Get Your Gun?
Oh.
Now, that's not on my list. Do you feel confident that that...
Pretty confident.
I'm no longer.
Did it won?
I'm losing confidence in my list. I thought I had done this really well.
What year would that have been?
Oh, David tells me, by the way, that Gypsy at the very least, won Tony for Best Revival in
89. Oh. Well, I was looking at Best Musical, so maybe that's a different list.
How about
go ahead.
The Unsinkable Molly Brown?
That's a good guess,
and it's also not on my list.
It might not have won.
Let's assume it didn't win.
All right. Annie Get Your Gun also won the Tony for the 1999 revival.
Okay, well, I was definitely looking at musicals that won, you know,
right.
Best,
but
best,
I think
best
I think
new
it
musical.
Did. I think it did.
So for sure it's Hamilton, Fiorello, and Gypsy,
sure.
And these other
right.
outliers.
So just read the basic question once more. If you
one
want.
More time. We're
yes.
looking for musicals that won the Tony for Best New Musical.
Okay.
I can't speak to revivals.
All right.
Best New Musical with a title character who's a real-life historical figure.
Can you tell us when the oldest one is?
52.
Ooh, 52. 52.
So Fiorello and Hamilton, which is the most recent in 2016. There are one, two, three, and a fourth one that's, I guess, sort of shaky depending on how you interpret the term title character.
Okay.
It's fun.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yeah, this is David in Oakland.
Hi, David.
Hi. I have a couple of answers, but got to rain on someone's parade. Paul Muni never won an Oscar.
Yes, he did.
He won for the Life of Louis Pasteur.
Pasteur.
Yeah. Yes.
Can argue with Dana.
I'm almost positive that's not right.
Somebody check as we speak.
Well, go ahead, Jack. Okay. Go Google it. It's fine.
Yeah. But anyway, Joshua, about your question about do they have to? Are you talking about homonyms as well, or just actual words?
No, actual words.
So Jamie Foxx wouldn't qualify.
That's correct. Jamie Foxx would not qualify.
Okay, so I got Clark Gable.
Good.
Very good.
Peter Finch.
Yes.
Good.
Gary Cooper.
Yes.
Good. And I think Art Carney. I think that's spelled with no E.
You are wrong. Right? It can be spelled either way. You get a bell for that one too. That is spot
that's
on.
Okay.
Well done.
Right.
Very good.
Okay.
And then about the Laura, your question about the Broadway musicals.
Yes.
Was Annie one of them?
No, it didn't make the top 10.
Okay. What about Cats?
No. I would think it would, but it didn't, according to at least what I read.
Right. Okay. And the last one I'll guess is The Wiz?
No. Really good guesses, but not top 10 material.
All right. Well, I have a couple of questions.
These are all shows that have one good song.
Breaking the top 10 is hard.
You said there were four on your list, Dana?
Yeah.
Lori? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sorry. No, wait a minute. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. So I have a question. Actually, a couple of questions. Well, one question for you, I guess.
All right.
What was unusual about the first appearance of ice hockey in the Olympics?
Unusual about it. Was it played in the summer games?
Yeah, it was in Antwerp.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah.
That's great.
Good question.
Dana knows these sports questions.
I know.
He pretends like he does.
I just don't like to brag about it.
There you go. And then I have one more question if you have the time.
All right.
Mm-hmm. This is actually a question. I was sick the last week and listened to one of your old podcasts, and I heard the question, frankly, that the answer was a mistake.
Oops.
And it was.
We usually erase those in the tapes, yeah.
Well, this one, yeah, it normally is corrected. I didn't hear it correct.
I guess we'll have to kill you now.
There you go. That's okay. You might be doing me a favor.
All right,
anyway,
no.
So so the question that you asked was who is the earliest Time Person of the Year that's still alive?
Oh.
And the answer you gave was the Apollo 8 astronauts from 1968.
Is that the answer I gave? I honestly don't remember. But I remember the question, but I'm not sure. I don't remember the answer very well.
Right.
That
is not the correct answer.
Okay. What is the correct answer?
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
Oh.
he thought it was the Apollo 8 astronauts.
Right.
So, I don't think all the Apollo 8 astronauts, are they even alive anymore? I can't remember how long ago I asked that question. Who is earlier than that? This is for the man of the year, right? Or the person of the year?
Yeah, time for a person of the year.
Want to give us a decade, or is that telling too much?
Well, probably be the 60s, maybe?
Actually, the 50s.
50s.
Actually, the early 50s.
Early 50s. Person of the year. Hi. Must have been fairly young.
Wow.
No, I'm sorry. I'd have to really think about it for 30 minutes.
It's Queen Elizabeth II.
Oh.
Of course.
Yeah, 1952.
Yeah.
Great.
Thank you very much.
And she predates all
Muni.
The astronauts. Yeah, look up Paul Newman.
Yeah. Okay. Let me give you a question here. I'm going to give you six names that were invented by authors.
Okay.
And so I want the author and I want the work in which it was first used.
These are character names?
Yeah, they're just first names. Made up. So Wendy is not on this list, by the way, in case you were expecting that. That's too easy.
Oh, wait, go back. James Barry invented the name Wendy?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
I didn't know
really?
That either.
Sometimes you surprise me with little gaps in your knowledge.
Yeah, it sounds like it's one of those trivia chess.
Yes,
I never heard that.
Yes, he invented that name.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, let's pretend you asked it and I
should have asked.
Yeah.
Is it Wendy?
Well, you know, if you said Wendy, I know who wrote the name. I just didn't know it was an invented name.
Yeah.
So you're giving us the name of the character.
I'm giving you the name of the character name that has become a fairly common first name. And all these names were invented by authors for a particular work. So I want the author and the work in which it was first used. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So number one, Jessica. Number two, Cedric. That's with a C. Number three, Vanessa.
Hmm.
Number four, Olivia. Number five, Cora, C-O-R-A. And number six, Clarabelle. Not Clarabelle the cat. I wasn't invented for that. Okay, so once more, these names were invented by authors. I want the author who invented the name and the work in which it was first used. Number one, Jessica. Number two, Cedric. Number three, Vanessa. Number four, Olivia. Number five, Cora. Number six, Clarabelle. I'll give you each one guess.
Well, Jessica is Shylock's daughter in The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare.
That is correct.
I didn't know that was an invention, but
it doesn't
surprise me.
It was.
Is Olivia Shakespeare too?
Yeah.
Olivia is Shakespeare.
Yeah.
What is it
from? She's
from
Twelfth Night.
Yeah. Twelfth Night. All right.
So those are both Shakespeare. But those are both invented by him. Huh?
They were. And that's all the Shakespeare on the list, by the
way.
Are all the others post-Shakespeare?
Yes. So we're still looking for Cedric, Vanessa, Cora, and Clarabelle.
Only one male name. Right?
Well, Cora is Mr. Smithers' wife in Blondie, but that I assume.
I hate to tell you, but it predates that. Okay.
Really?
Yes. And Cora is American, by the way. Hmm. So, and I think that's the only. American
and did
one.
Clarabelle the clown take it from Clarabelle the literary character? Probably.
It's conceivable.
Yeah. Cedric.
Cedric.
Yeah.
That is from quite a famous literary work.
Huh.
And the two numbers to join us here are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Janusz in Pyeongchang.
Hi, Janusz. Yeah.
Oh, this wind must be Korean. was the non-white Oscar Slumdog Millionaire?
It was Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, nicely okay. done.
Good job.
And the Broadway, the musical Real Person, would Hello Dolly qualify?
I don't have that on my list.
Not a real person.
She was.
Oh,
a real
she wasn't
person.
A real person. That's right. I checked this. I remember now.
Right.
I looked into this. It's.
Well, she wasn't.
It has a long and complicated backstory
All
with
right.
two Thornton Wilder plays.
The Merchant of Yonkers.
Exactly.
Okay.
It comes with,
on the Broadway billboard question, I think the 50-year mention kind of threw people off because. The ones I can think of are all recent. Hamilton.
That's one. Very good.
Book of Mormon.
That's another. Very
and,
good.
And Dear Evan Hansen.
That's the fourth. Very
and
good.
And they are all new.
You ran? Yeah, they're all really new.
So what is the 50-year-old?
Hair from 68.
Oh.
That was the grandfather of the group.
Yeah, right.
The others are all in the last, 10 years or less.
Right. I have one quick question. I've been listening to a lot of Clara Schumann, and other than a great pianist and really good composer, she has also done something no male composer has ever done. And the question is, how many times did she do that?
Just give birth?
Mm-hmm. How many times?
Oh, she had several children.
Nine, right?
Yeah. Eight.
Eight?
Eight.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to see the male composers.
Catherine Hepburn. Thank you. And, let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Maury, what
are you? I am looking for seven more Beatles songs that have a one word but two syllables in the title.
And one word but two syllables.
Yeah.
Been racking my brain all evening on this one.
Yeah, and the last caller picked up the Broadway cast albums that were in the top Billboard 10, so that's what I have, just the Beatles songs.
I'm looking for Best Actor winners, Oscar winners, whose last name is a common uncapitalized dictionary entry: Frederick March, Clark Gable, Paul Muni, Gary Cooper, Humphrey Bogart, Gregory Peck, Art Carney, Peter Finch, Tom Hanks, and Colin Firth have all been taken, but there are still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 to be gotten. Also looking for musicals that won the Tony for Best New Musical, in which the title character is a real-life historical figure like Fiorello or Hamilton. There are three or four more out.
How many left on the actors list?
Eight. I just said. Eight.
We have ten of them. There's eight more.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Eight. Okay.
Some of them are old. Some of them are new.
And let's see. What do I have here? The originally, there were 12 European countries whose name and capital had the same last letter. Okay? So 12 European countries in which the name of the country and the name of the capital city had the same last letter. We have four left on the list. So you can attack those. And then I have a list of names that were invented by famous authors. So far, we have Jessica, which was invented by Shakespeare for The Merchant of Venice. Olivia, invented by Shakespeare for Twelfth Night. That's the end of Shakespeare. The others left are Cedric, Vanessa, Cora, and Clarabel. So tell me the author and the work in which they first appeared. And I think that is it. Okay. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, this is Fred in West Virginia calling 2 weeks in a row, and I want a raise.
All right.
You got the same raise we get.
Okay, all right. Beatles songs. We've got Birthday.
Yes.
Mm. Because.
Yes.
Piggies.
Piggies, yes.
Money.
They didn't write Money.
I thought of Money, but it's not, yeah.
These are only ones they wrote.
Okay, I got a question.
Okay.
All right.
A couple questions, okay? The terrible shooting in Parkland, Florida, last week on Valentine's Day. How did the shooter get to the high school?
How did he get to the high school?
How did he get there that day with his guns?
I don't know.
On a bus?
No.
Did he take Uber or Lyft?
Uber. Took Uber.
Oh, our studio goodness. Audience got that one.
That's ironic. I don't know if he ride-shared or what.
Wow.
Okay. Black Panther movie, okay? Which came first, the Black Panther Revolutionary Party or the comic book character?
No, the comic book character came first. That's what I heard, anyway.
Oh, I think so. Yeah. By a lot, right?
No, just by a few years.
Oh, okay. But do you have the years?
They were both 1966.
Really?
Oh, really? Okay. Oh.
Black Panther Party, 2 months after.
All right. Oh, okay.
Related, nice. Perhaps. Okay, and the leader, the founder of the Black Panther Party, Bobby Seale, part of the Chicago 8, and the director and writer of Black Panther, Ryan Coogler, what did they have in common?
Both from Oakland.
Okay.
That's not
I
it.
I think of high school.
Oh.
Where did they go to high school?
They both went to the same high school in Oakland?
No.
I don't know that.
They go to Berkeley High?
Berkeley High. One went to Berkeley High, and the other went to St. Mary High.
Also in Berkeley.
Yeah.
Both in Berkeley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one went to St. Mary's? It's a private school.
That would have been Coogler.
Huh, interesting. Yeah. Our studio audience got that one, too.
For those Beatles?
Say it again?
Did I get a bell for the Beatles?
I think you got three bells for the Beatles, so I lost one on Money.
Did you get Bluebird?
Bluebird?
Blackbird.
Blackbird, yes.
Blackbird.
Yes, Bluebird's not one, but Blackbird is one.
All right, there you go.
Okay. All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you. And Lori, it is your turn.
All right. Oh, we have time for this, I think. I'm going to give you the names of five rock and roll bands. I want to know the story of how they got their name, according to the band. I don't know if these are... I only knew two of them. I read about the rest. The first is The Doors. Second is Duran Duran. Third is The Hollies.
Hollies. Go on. Hollies.
The Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
And Fountains of Wayne. So I'm looking for the story of The Doors, how they got their name, Duran Duran, The Hollies, The
Duran
Beatles.
Duran Duran was the angel in... that Jane Fonda film, Barbarella.
Yes. Good. Well, the villain, but the angel.
The villain,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The angel is someone else.
Yes.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a character.
That was, yeah.
And what was the first one?
The Doors.
The Doors. Is that from The Doors of Perception by Huxley?
Aldous Huxley.
It is. Give yourself two bells and nose.
Right. I gave it up to him because he doesn't know anything about rock music. Now I'm
or sports. He got the hockey question.
Beatles doesn't come from anything. They were the Silver Beatles, and then, you know, and Lennon had a story about a man came to him with a flaming pie, and he said, "From henceforth, you shall be the Beatles." But I don't think that was a literal true story.
But there was another story they told that gave a different answer than that.
Oh, really?
By the way, these could be apocryphal,
right.
But this was another story that they told.
That's the only one I know.
It was to sort of honor another group in a strange way.
Oh, because of about Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
That's correct. So they wanted something like the Crickets. They were the Beatles.
I liked the man in the Flaming Pie.
Yeah.
I mean,
the Flaming Pie
is a good one. So it must be true.
Yeah. All right, so that's the Beatles
Doors
story.
And Duran Duran were the ones I knew. So
we're looking for the Hollies and Fountains of Wayne, which is a contemporary group.
Yeah.
Get a good one.
Well... they're talking about the Wayne, the city? Wayne, was it? Is it Indiana?
It is a town of Wayne, but it's not in Indiana. It's in New Jersey.
Oh. Okay. So is there a direct reference to the fountains of Wayne, New Jersey?
Well, I'll give it to you. There's a lawn ornament store near one of the members' houses, and they had a flashing sign that said Fountains of Wayne.
All right.
And that Adam Schlesinger picked that out. On the day he got his driver's license. So we're only looking for the Hollies.
Hollies. Now, it's Buddy Holly.
Yes.
Of course.
That was the easiest one of all.
All right.
Very good.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on. Excuse me. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I'm sure we are. Hi, it's Sparky Matty. How are you all doing?
Good.
Yeah, Buddy. The Hollies and the Beatles are named after Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
Yes.
Anyway, one word Beatle title with two syllables.
There's three more.
How many more?
Three more. Got them?
Three more. Because?
We got that one. That's okay.
Okay. Flying?
Yes. No,
oh,
got
nice.
That. An instrumental.
Something?
Yes. Big one.
And I'm going to save the last one for the sign off.
Okay. Don't forget.
I will.
Okay.
Another country, how about San Marino?
San Marino, that's correct.
Oh, good.
Very good.
Okay, I think we're done, and here's the last one. Good night.
Oh.
Is there
yeah.
There is, yeah.
Is it one word or two?
It's one word.
Is it?
Sure.
Yeah?
It wasn't on my list with one, so there's going to be a ninth one then. Very nice.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Good job.
Yeah, we're done.
Thank you.
All right.
And
it's a good sign-off.
Yeah. Josh, it is your turn.
All right. I'm going to irritate our listeners by giving the last question, the last European countries that are missing, unless you think that's poor sportsmanship.
Well, it's never stopped you before, so.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I'm shamed out of it.
No, give us at least one. How about that? Or two. You can give two. Leave one.
All right. We're missing Andorra La Vella, which is the capital of Andorra.
That is correct.
And we're missing Bratislava, Slovakia.
Whoa.
Okay. Actually, that's all. There's one left on the list. There's one left.
So I got it right here.
There's two bells. Okay.
There
you go. And what's your question?
So, all right. Well, I got to get my Oscar movies.
Look,
Oscar questions.
He brought in a crossword puzzle question.
I got to get my Oscar questions.
He does
out
on his downtime.
Yeah. I was looking at my past files, and I see that many years ago I asked on this show what was the shortest Oscar-winning movie. The shortest title of an Oscar-winning movie, but that is no longer accurate because Dean is leaning into the
crash.
Microphone. No
Z.
Neither of those. All right.
Wait. You mean Best Picture?
Best Picture.
See, he didn't win? No.
Gigi.
Gigi was for a long time the shortest one, but it was tied. It's now tied because Argo won.
Oh, okay.
So there's
you're
those
updating
two.
The list.
I'm updating the list.
We'll correct the tape from the past.
My question to you now is, what are the four movies that are tied for second place with the for shortest?
Crash.
Crash is one. Yes, well done.
Is this by letters?
By letters.
Well, okay, so more five-letter ones. All right.
Yeah.
I have to think about it.
All right, five-letter best Oscar ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, there are five?
There are four of them, of which you've
five
gotten
letter.
One, which was Crash.
Yeah, all right.
There are three others.
Okay.
They're pretty straightforward, yep.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom Soma.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, I had a couple of answers and one question.
That was the same sound that they used for the Martians when they landed in War of the Worlds.
It was.
It really was.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. On the actors whose last name is in the dictionary?
Yeah.
How about Clark Gable?
Good.
Got that.
Somebody got that, but you got
no.
That's all right.
No, that's all right.
Give him a bell.
You got credit.
William Hurt?
Yes.
Oh, very good.
And then on the 12 Euro countries with the capital... and country ending in the same letter?
Yes.
How about Roma, Italia?
Can't
give him style points for that.
I'll give you a style point. A style bell.
Okay, and then I have a question.
Yes.
And that is, I'm going to give you three songs that are top charting songs from the 70s and 80s. And I want to ask you, who wrote the music and lyrics?
Okay.
You know, in each case, it's a single person that wrote the music and lyrics, and that person is well known as a recording artist and performer. You know, more well known, I think, probably than as a songwriter.
Okay.
Okay. So, well known songwriters for these songs, and the songs are "Grease," "Manic Monday," and "Red Red Wine."
All right. Manic Monday was written by Prince.
That's correct.
Nice job.
Red Red Wine. I don't know.
We don't know.
I can tell you who recorded the most well-known version.
So can I. It was UB40.
Yeah.
But I don't know who wrote it unless it was... No. Red
and Grease, is it from the movie and the musical or not? Is it a different Grease?
No, it's that one. Frankie Valli performed it, recorded.
Huh.
Yeah.
Don't know.
So who wrote the score to Grease?
Well, who is it? I don't know.
No, you better fill in the blanks for us.
Okay. Let's see. Do you want any hints at all? Or?
Sure. Give us a hint on Red Red Wine, because I know that's somewhere in the memory banks.
Okay. As you may know, Red Red Wine was recorded by UB40 in 83 and went to number one in 88. And this one is probably the hardest of the three.
Mm.
The person who wrote it, most well known as as a solo artist, really more from the 60s, this person.
Huh. That doesn't narrow it down much. I don't know.
Is it someone like Van Morrison?
Nope.
All right.
Good guess.
You'll have to tell us.
Okay, Neil Diamond.
Ooh. Oh,
wow.
Of course.
Very nice.
And what about Grease?
Okay, that was Barry Gibb.
Huh.
Oh, all right.
I didn't know that. That's interesting. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
All right, on a different subject. I'm going to give you three actors who played characters who had operas named for them, okay? I think I did this
You did this
before.
Last time I was on.
Right, not the
I
same
I didn't do
actors,
very well.
So, no, that's why I'm asking again.
All right.
I'm going to give you three actors who played characters who had operas named after them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Terrence Stamp, Myrna Loy, and Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant. Oh.
I think I know one of them.
Go ahead.
Terrence Stamp, I only know one too.
But
Myrna Loy and Hugh
go ahead,
Grant.
Take it.
Terrence Stamp was Billy Budd.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the only opera. You should run the table.
No. I mean, I'm trying to think. Hugh Grant.
Four Weddings and a Funeral didn't become an opera.
He played Chopin, but there's no Chopin opera that I'm aware of.
I beg to differ with you. There is a Chopin.
Is there?
Really?
Is that
yes.
the one?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not familiar with it. What is it?
It is the
Don't Say a Song to Remember.
No. It's the movie's impromptu.
Yeah.
And he did play Chopin, and the opera, which is called Chopin, is by Giacomo Orefice. Is that my mispronouncing it?
Sure. Sounds good to me.
All right.
I'm not familiar with that opera. Huh. Yeah, that was my introduction to Hugh Grant. That was the first time I'd ever seen him in that movie.
So we're still looking for Myrna Loy.
Myrna Loy played
a character.
We can put our heads together on this.
Very famous character.
Nora Charles.
Yeah.
That's the only...
Who had an opera named after her.
That's what I remember her best in. Yeah.
I don't know. Someone will know it, but it isn't us.
Since we only have 9 minutes left, I will tell you that she played this character in the silent film Don Juan.
Wow.
Huh.
That
so
helps
who,
you at all.
Who hung out with Don Juan, who's had an opera named after?
Well, there's been an opera named Don Juan.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But that's not it.
Yeah, but one of his lovers.
I don't know.
His
all
aunt.
Right. We'll leave it out, and someone smarter than us will
all right.
pick it off.
And
absolutely.
Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
Does Bridges count for the actor? Or
sure,
does...
of course.
Oh, very good. Well done.
Excellent. What about Scott Free?
Who's that?
I don't know who that is.
what's his name? Scott, who won the thing for...
Randolph Scott?
No,
for Patton.
George Scott.
I see. I thought you were asking about an actor.
Yeah, but he refused it.
Scott Free.
He refused
it. Scott is not a word in the dictionary.
Okay.
Not with two T's.
And Nicolas Cage?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Now, these five-letter Oscar movies, Hamlet.
That's six.
Rocky.
Good.
Marty.
Yes.
That's all I got.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you, Thomas. Bye.
And if you'd like to give us a quick call, the two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Thomas, but not in Berkeley. And he stole my Bridges answer.
Oh,
but
sorry.
That's all right. But I got the Beatles. The last Beatles song, I believe, is Michelle.
It is Michelle.
Oh, nice.
Thank you so much.
I thought would have been the first one to go.
Me too. Something I thought would have been at the top.
Mm. Yeah. Tony musical for Living Person. How about Evita?
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Yay. Couple bells. Six names invented by authors. Cora, is that from Little Women, perhaps?
It is not. It is. It was written historically not that far away, but it's not.
From Little Women or from the present?
From Little Women.
Okay. How about Little Men?
No.
No, she's not right. No other guess. Let's see. Cast albums in the top 10, I'll guess, Hair.
That was one of them. Somebody got that. Yeah, that's very good.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ Superstar?
No.
I think all the other ones have been...
Yeah, we have the answers.
Yeah, they've all been gone.
Dear Evan Hansen, Hamilton, The Book of Mormon, and Hair were the four.
I must have missed out.
That's okay.
Okay. I'll ask this. You had where the bands got their names from. Where did UB40 got their name from?
Yeah,
I do.
Did you mention that? It's the British unemployment form.
Ah, very good. And how about the mothers of invention?
Necessity is what it is. It's from that expression. Necessity is the mother of invention.
Technically not.
No. Oh, I beg your pardon. I said that with such assurance.
Well, they had to change it from the original name of the band was Frank Zappa and the Mothers.
His label said
we're not going to let you do that.
Oh, that's great.
A wise move.
Yeah. And I'll have one other question, which is what Olympic Games had the most widely spaced venues?
Widely spaced.
Geographically?
Yeah, I guess geographically. What was the...
Los Angeles?
No.
You mean this could be summer or winter?
Summer or winter.
Well, it wasn't Rio, was it?
No.
Were there a couple venues that might have been in different countries?
Yes.
Oh.
That's what I thought. Are we going a long ways back?
Not back to ancient Greece, but yeah. A ways back.
A ways back.
Not too far. Well, far enough back. Halfway back.
Okay.
So that's the 40s?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, there's only one in the 40s.
Yeah.
Only 48.
Or later. Yeah, a little later than the 40s. Not too much later.
So there was some in Melbourne. There was Rome. But
yeah, it was Melbourne.
Oh,
Melbourne. All right.
Nice. Because they had to have the equestrian events in Stockholm because of quarantine.
Wow.
That is
far.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It'd be like in New Zealand.
Far.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
you.
So I have a couple literary guesses.
All right, go
Our
ahead.
Audience is guessing that Cedric might be from Little Lord Fauntleroy.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to guess that Cora was...
No, they did use Cedric in Little Lord Fauntleroy.
Was Cora in Wuthering Heights?
Cora was not in Wuthering Heights.
How about for Cora, since you said it was close to Little Women, is it from Uncle Tom's Cabin?
It is not.
Okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Matt in Mission Terrace.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, did we get for Tony Award-winning musicals about real people, Amadeus?
We didn't. I don't have that on my list of
it's not
I
a,
don't know
I
what
don't
won
think,
a Tony
but it's
I
not,
don't
think
it's
I
not,
just
a
not
a musical.
It's not
it's
a musical.
Right. That's the issue.
That's where you get
it
off.
Yeah.
And then how about Pippin? Was Pippin in there? Pippin was a real
person.
That was
a musical.
It was a real musical. It was a musical.
Did it
but
win?
I think, well... Wait
no, Pippin was a real person.
Was he? Because
yes.
I have. Yep. Then give them
did
a bell.
But did it win best?
I don't know. I don't trust my list anymore. It's been shuffled.
Put him with Annie Oakley and Molly Brown.
I have a memory of investigating this and finding that Pippin was a fictional person, but
no,
I seem to be
real,
wrong.
I think it's a real person.
All right. Okay.
Given your trouble with the category, I thought I might sneak a bell in on you.
You got it. You got it. Well done.
For short Oscar names, is Oliver in there, or is that too many?
No, we're just looking for five-letter names.
Five letters.
We got Marty, Rocky, and Crash, and there's one more with five.
Got it. And then we were talking about band names and where they come from, and it brought to mind, does anybody know where the Silver Sun Pickups got their name?
Whoa. I should. Is that a Fender guitar?
Nope.
Okay.
We don't know.
I know the group.
I've never heard of
them.
The Silver Sun was a bottle shop that they used to stop in and pick up some bottles before they would go to practice. So they would be Silver Sun pickup.
Nice. All
right.
There you go. That's all I got. Thanks,
Thank
guys.
You.
Thanks.
All right. Time to clean up here. Lori, what do you got?
You know, first time ever, got nothing. All of them were answered by you guys or the audience. Thank you, audience.
Well, I know Josh has plans.
I have one more European country, which is Riga, Latvia. That's the one that nobody got.
Riga, Latvia.
Musicals that nobody got were The King and I and The Will Rogers Follies.
I mean, The King and Me.
The King and You. And Jersey Boys, if you count that as, you know, the title characters. The other five-letter Oscar winner was Wings, the very first one.
Very good.
Should have gotten that.
Yeah.
And the Oscar-winning actors nobody got were Wallace Beery.
Yeah, that's good.
And Gene Hackman. Hackman is that's in the dictionary as a cab driver.
Beery is a...
Beery, yeah. Someone who drinks, you know, if you're in a state of intoxication.
Okay.
Jeremy Irons and Jeffrey Rush and Kevin Spacey. And that's all I got.
All right. Let's see. What do I have left here? Myrna Loy played Lucretia Borgia.
Oh, did she?
In Don Juan.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Yes,
all
she
right.
did.
What about these names?
And, okay, names invented by author Cedric was in Ivanhoe. Was the Cedric was a big character in Ivanhoe by Sir Walter Scott. Vanessa was invented by Jonathan Swift in Cadmus and Vanessa.
Wow.
Cora was invented by James Fenimore Cooper in Last of the Mohicans. Mm. She was the heroine. And Clarabelle was Edmund Spenser in The Fairy Queen.
Oh.
So If we didn't get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. My thanks to our panel tonight, semi-retired teacher Lori Fisher from Diablo Valley College, and, of course, Joshua Cosman from the San Francisco Chronicle. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and our thanks to David Latulip and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And, of course, our great thanks to you out there for taking the time to tune in and call. And please join us next Sunday at 7. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't being, it's frank. It's gotta be this or that.